Der Muslim man doch aber sehe ist, der Kunde ist nicht die Schwache, sondern die Kunden, die diese Worker, die gibt es in der Zeit der Wanda. Und die engage es in Worker, die Schumacher, 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 die Schumacher. So, the difference between the value of the leather and the value of the finished shoe belongs to the woman, to the work, not to the buyer. Not to the buyer, even though the buyer gave me the leather and everything, all the raw materials. But the schwach tailor belongs to the woman. And I think that Sartre, when it comes past, it's like that from the The woman is still the schwach tailor. Now, and so according to that mandoma, every time you go to, if you give, let's say, if you place an order with a shoemaker, you should make shoes for you. And then you get the shoes, so when you pay for the shoes, you are in effect buying his shoes. You are in effect buying the shoes. In other words, And if, let's say, you gave your own shoes, but they have to be fixed, so then the unfixed shoes, so let's say, are worth, let's say, $5. And then the shoemaker puts holes and heels, and it's worth $10. So according to Mangoma, Unum came in Schwachkele. So the difference between the $5 and the $10 really belongs to the shoemaker. But when you get it from him, when you pick it out of the shoes, so then you are buying it from him. So it's a loche that woman came to Shvachele. If woman is came to Shvachele, so it's needless to be mentioned that if somebody claims his social healthcare and then he produces a tree, so that tree, that material belongs to him. Even the mandoma who says, hey, woman came to Shvachele, so it's because since there is a buying, so he is inactive. But where there is no buying, so of course he is getting shvachter. So anyway, let's see Yerushalmi that in the Rambam passage that in Beis Milchas Maizes that if somebody is real social healthcare, so it's highly licensed. Why? Because since he created the shvach, he produced the kilon, so it belongs to him without any kilon. Without any kilon. So in the way, the reason is why the drosha in the Safro of Mitachim Prat Leilon Sh'olom Leilon Bershus Rabbi, the Rambam mentions, so that implies that Mitachim implies that if everything is Hefker, the Tia is Hefker, no one is Tia in it, so then it's not Chayvon. But so you ask, if somebody is in Zeria, is social healthcare, so the material, the money should be part of all that? The answer is, if he's Zeria social healthcare, so maybe the material belongs to him. So the material, the survey is healthcare, but the tree is not healthcare. The tree is not healthcare. That's the reason why it is high law. So, but in the case, if a new one was still a new one in the Rishisai Yochim, so then the tree belongs to the owner of the field, because Aroyash, if I have a field, and then the wind tosses some seeds, and then ultimately some trees grow on my field, even though I didn't do anything. It was all done by itself, but the tree belongs to me, because Aroyash, but in the case, so that's why a milom sheila milom in rishayochi is chaylom. It's not is mayit from mitatim. Mitatim is only mayit and itie that is completely hefker, in which there isn't a person who has a kingdom. That's why it's this mayit. But if it's ila milom in rishayochi, so it's a hoya. So it belongs to the owner of the rishayochi. So that's why it's highball. Machine king, if it's a new one, is a new one, we don't have to. So it's not trying to say, Aroyash. And at the same time, no one planted it. So no one has title in it. So maybe it's what? So this is the Droshim Sakro. Unitatem Pratu Nivon Shehu Eveilo Mishasakadu. What the Droshim says is that in order that the Tia should be hired, we all there. So someone must have it here. Someone must have it here. But if it's in the Meilo of Yom Shizayochit, so the owner of the Shizayochit has a kinyan in that Nitiya, because Aroy Ashbach. Aroy Ashbach. If somebody would be Nitiya in the Mishizahavi, so again he has a kinyan, because he was a Nitiya. But if the new one was in the Meilo of Yom Shizahavi, so there is no Aroy Ashbach, and there is no one person who created that Nitiya. So no one has a kinyan. So it's a Nitiya Shalakya. If it's a Nitiya that no one has a kinyan in it, so then it's part of the problem. So the male shot in Rav Shimon Elozor, when Rav Shimon Elozor says, Halitiya Beshus Rabbi, so it's like Yazgan Shalakya. So Rav Shimon Elozor is Chilikan Tanakam, and Rav Shimon Elozor holds that just as a new one, Shalayla Meilo Beshus Rabbi, so it's part of the problem. Why? Because no one has a kinyan in it. So Mele, Gadol and Shinota, so there is no one person who has a kinyan. Because we see that the Gadol has Ksas kinyan. Every Gadol has Ksas kinyan. Every Gadol has Ksas kinyan. So, but it's not a full kinyan. But we got it as Shishi, it is a kinyan. So Mele, if the Gadol is a and then is the Tea. So then, there is a koyes kinyon of the Bible, because since the Gazlan has kinyonim in Gavita Shlishi, so to the extent that the Gazlan has kinyonim, so it constitutes a diminution in the kinyon of the Bible. I mean, that's the halacha of Gosel v'Nisya Isha Bayim Shalim Mechir Lahadish. Zelo Fishin Shalim Zelo Fishin Vishusen. Why is it? It doesn't mean in Vishusen, because it's not in his house. That doesn't mean in Rishusen. In Rishusen means because when somebody gathers a chilpit from the other, so that constitutes a diminution in the kinyonim of the Bible. Because since the Gazlan has certain kinyonim, so no matter to the extent that the Gazlan has partial kinyonim, it constitutes a diminution in the kinyonim in the bias of the Bible. So that's why it's considered in Rishusen. In Rishusen means that he is not the real owner. That's what the Rishusen means. Rishusen doesn't mean just because it's not my Rishusen, it's not my house. If somebody was the Chayfet, and if he wasn't Mishiyah, even though it's not in his Rishus, he can still be Magdish the Chayfet. Let's mention the Feirash, because there is no Akkoyes Kiyon. But God's will be Mishiyah Shabbayim, on account of the fact that the Gazlan has partial Kiyon in the Chayfet HaGosu. We got the Kashmishi, we got the other things. So maybe to the extent that the Gazlan has Ksas Kinyan, so it constitutes a diminution in the full Kinyonim of the Bible. That's why it's considered in the Mishusen. So maybe a contraption also, Gazlan should not have spotted. Why? Because the Gazlan has Ksas Kinyonim. So maybe, but it doesn't have full Kinyan. If the Gazlan would have full Kinyan, then he would be the Bible. So the fact that he became the Bible for Isa doesn't matter. So then it would be high for him. But a Gazlan doesn't have to kill him. He has only partial kill him. And at the same time, it constitutes a Afkos kill of the Nizro. So that's why it's what happened. So Yishalme the Kashi, that would be all right if Karka would be zealous. So it's what Taisus says the Kashi. Taisus says the Kashi. Even if Karka would be zealous, but before Yish he became it. The answer is, but by the Talmud, even before Yish, so he would have Ksaskinon. He would have Ksaskinon. I mean, that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi. So he would have Ksaskinon. So if Karka would be zealous, so even without Yish, so he could understand this, why Rav Shimon also says, that Gazlan Shalota is potter of all. Because for the same reason that Ilon Eilon Eilon versus Rabbi is potter of all. Because the Tatar implies that someone must have Kiyonim in the Nitiya. Otherwise, it's potter of all. And by Gazlan, if Gazlan has Ksas Kiyonim, but he doesn't have full Kiyonim, so maybe there is not one person who has full Kiyonim. even if he some merit should be put up, he should be smiled from Tatev, because in Tatev implies that in order to hide nowhere, so there must be one person who has full kinyan, even there. But if there is one person who has partial kinyan, and that constitutes, of course, the only of the nizel, so really there isn't one person who has full kinyan. So really it's this, according to Rashi Lozo, it's this mile from Tatev. That would be all right if Karta would be Nizales. So even before Yush, he would have tasking it. But Karta is Nizales. So Yerushalmi give the Teretz, even though Karta is Nizales, so still is Yesh Yush Bikarta. Is Yesh Yush Bikarta. So Tetzer says at the end, we have to apply it to the case where Takashima Bailey. Isakashima Bailey. All right, but anyway, but from that Yerushalmi, Tetzer says, it appears that Yush is effective Bikarta. So this is what Yerushalmi says. All right, we'll be done.
Shir Sari Gimon Sukkah Hei Sivan Hei Tovshim Mem Aleph, June 7th, 1981, on Sunday.
By rules and reasons, that's however, that stasis she go all over and overcome all over. But except stasis in Gorbasra in that Sukkah, or Gorbasra that in Gimon. So their stasis says that Yush is affected by God. Yush is affected by God. So, but except for that thesis in Robust, the thesis sheet all over is that Yush is not affected by Kabbalah. Now, Kigote Zavan Kere Name, the next thesis. Kigote Zavan Kere Name, never Yush, Bailing, Yodayo, do. Vin Tema, Haru Yush on the Dasu, Vil Yoda Ben Nixel Ben Keak, Vikanyon Vishim Tia Yush on the Dasa, Yush as a Machlibna Bayan Hoven, that's one of the Yalkidam. So we pass like a bay. That Yerushalayim Das is loyal to Yush. What does it mean Yerushalayim Das? Let's say if I walk in the street and there is a hole in my pocket and then I put in the money and it falls out. But I don't know. The Gemara says it's not Yerushalayim Das because all the muscle and mushrooms because it's a whole shop. But suppose we know that he didn't know, he wasn't aware of it. And then somebody else picks it up and finds it in the street. And the one who finds it in the street knows that the one who lost it is not aware of the loss. So then, even though Mois is something that has no cement, so when the owner will find out about it, he certainly will be misyayish, but since he was not cognizant of the fact that he lost it, so there was no actual use. So, just potential use, that's called usually das. In other words, he would have been misyayish had he known about the loss. But since he didn't know about the loss, he wasn't misyayish. That's called usually das. So Rabbi says, have a use. If the circumstances are such that we can take it for granted, that had he known, he would be misyayish, so it's considered use. But Abaye says, usually das, loyal use. Alright, and we pass for like a bite. So this is the kashi gemore is here. Kikos is a banker and name. Never use by the yodaye. The yodaye to do. Vishino shoes the yodon. So this is the kashi. But how would you show me that so? Do the yoda by the mixer of the kea? The kind of the vision we see that you should have used. Now, what kind of vision we have seen? Here, the buying, the one who owned the field, so he knew that the field was robbed, was taken away by somebody else, by the one who has, by the possessor of that field, by that akum who has possession of that field. So the owner knows about it. So he was misyayish. So why the state says, even the kasha say, it usually does? The answer is because that Yush was ineffective because Yush, as long as the Hadassi are attached to the Karakas, so Yush is not effective. So that means that Yush, Tesis in the Kashi considered that Yush as null and void. True that the Bible knows. The Bible knows that the Sodom was taken away from him. And he was taken away by someone who is a Gavdala. So he was misyayish, the Bible. But since at the time when he was misyayish, the Hadassim were attached to the Karake, so the Yush was not chal. He had no real effect in Yush. So the Mele thesis in the Kashi assumed that even though he was misyayish, but since that Maise Yush took place while the Hadassim were Mechubel the Karake, so this Yush is not to be considered as if it didn't exist. But now the Rikeach bought the Hadassi, and the Rikeach Israel locked them out from the Mechubeah. Now, so if, let's say, the owner of the field would know that the Rikeach already brought the Hadassi, so then the owner of the field would be misyayish again. But it's usually das. Because after all, the owner of the field doesn't know that this Yisrael locked out the Hadassi. He He only knows that the field was what was taken away from him. So maybe he was misjudged, but that Yush is null and void. Now, another Yush did not take place. Why didn't another Yush take place? Because the owner of the field doesn't know that the Lekeach walked out of the Adasim. Had he known, he certainly would be misjudged again. But according to Abai, Yush only does the Yush. That's the discussion. The Yush Lema, the Mikra Yush only does. So that is the status. Here there was Yush, but Yush wasn't effective. So in other words, so what question is involved between the Kashi and the Teretz? Thesis in the Kashi knew exactly what Thesis in the Teretz. Thesis in the Teretz knows exactly what Thesis in the Kashi. In other words, there was Yush, but that Yush wasn't effective. So Thesis in the Kashi assumed, since that Yush wasn't effective, so the melee is null and void, as if it hadn't taken place. Thesis in the Teretz says, true, that Yush was not effective, but the moment it is blocked out, so it becomes effective. In other words, so what's the shayla? There is such a thing as a chalitz le'achalamet. Le'achalamet. So you're doing certain kinyan and it's chal. It's chal le'achalamet. So that's chal. That's chal. Now, there are certain things that cannot be. Certain kinyan cannot affect le'achalamet. Because it's also kinyan. Let's say, Mishaykh, Pomazu, le'achalamet, so there is not kinyan. Because it's called Sekiyone. So Thesis in the Kashi assumed that Yush, if the Yush at the time when the Maisi Yush takes place, when the owner says, Vayu Yechason Kis, when he gives up hope of ever getting back the son. So if at that moment it wasn't effective, so the Mele, even when the Hadassim become Tomush, it cannot be effective either. In other words, that the Yush cannot be effective Vahalam. Thesis in the Teretz says that Yush can be effective Bahalam. But of course, that doesn't mean that Thesis, according to Thesis, a person can be Misyayish of his Abeide, and they'll say, well, I'm not giving up hope of ever getting the Abeide. Let's say somebody lost a watch, and then he says, I'm not giving up hope of ever recovering that watch. But 30 days from now, I'll give up hope. So that kind of Yush will be no Yush. Why? Because Yush means that he gives up hope. If he says, 30 days from now, I'll give up hope, it means he doesn't give up hope. So you cannot say that automatically, 30 days later, so the Yush is hal. So because if he says that the Yush should be hal, lachalamet, then it's no Yush. But not because it's called Sekiyonet. Bashaikin in the case where he gives up hope unconditionally. He gave up hope. But it wasn't chal, because it was mechuba mekar. But the moment it becomes tolush, it is chal. And here we cannot say kosek yoni, because yush is not a kinyan that we say, something that requires a kinyan. So we say, Mishiach Borazu, Tikna Chalamet, it cannot, because it has to become his through the Maizekiyan. And at that time, so there is no Maizekiyan. Maizekiyan. Maizekiyan Yush is something that is effective in melee. The fact that the person was Misyayish, so that takes it away from his Rishus. Takes away from his Rishus. So even though at the time when the Maizekiyush took place, so at that time, it wasn't effective because of the Mechubah, but the moment it becomes Tosh, it's not necessary that there should be a new Maizi Yush. This is Thesis. Yes?
Couldn't I be the same Kasha of Aral, for the order of God to the eight, so I suppose that people of Abanku, having a going first cut, then usually Abanku, and then to the Israel, couldn't they have the same Kasha of Aral? His assumption, we just explained it, how do we know whether it be how later on, Yishuv how later on, would apply there also?
Yeah, I mean, so what could Thesis have asked?
Why didn't he ask it earlier, the same
what the Gemara Sahara say that we seize your Asher, because then they will not be Kenyan.
Yeah.
Why? We can't be zealous. So in other words, because you, she's not Kenyan by Karak. So what could teach you that? What can we catch you?
So
if this, because over there, if Yush would be affected by Karake, so then it would be Yush does also. So then it would be affected by the Huda. If Yush would be affected by Karake. So then it would be effective even while it's Huda. So then it would be Yush does, because the Mikvah certainly knows and that it was taken away from him the Sabbath.
Yeah, but still the Gemara, after it says the Kargan exodus, the Gemara
says,
look,
the Zuzinu, you hate
to
let the Yish Baal be a Dayu,
be a Dayu to
the Shish,
be a
Dayu. Oh, you mean on this Gemara? Yeah. Oh, you're calling the Zizinu, you're calling the Baal be a Dayu. It's the same Kasha. Yeah. All right. Now, Vilkin, Shilo Achizel, if you say Roish Meshim. Shilo Achizel, if you say Roish Meshim. So the Gemara has the Kashe, even the shyness of the Bankre Bufe, so they should be able to be Eitze. Why? Because of Shino Maitze. So the Gemara says, Ule Pitzorcha. In other words, so if Ule Pitzorcha, then it's not a Shino Maitze. If Ule Pitzorcha, so that means that the Hefze, that it's a different Hefze. In other words, what could be used for the mitzvah? Only the good of the Adasim and the Arobes and the Lulav. But the Adasim by themselves is not even the Hefze of mitzvah. So the Mele, when the Avankre, when they gathered the Adasim, and then the Amagidet with the Arobes and the Lulav, so there, it's a Shino, it's a different kind of an entity. Masha'in came. If we say who evades our Hagel, so it is just as if someone was gazing 10 individual roses, flowers, and then will take a string, a thread, and then tie all the 10 individual roses into one bouquet of flowers. So that would be considered Shino. What kind of a Shino is it? So this is what Mimona says. Lule evades our Hagel. So maybe it's no Shino. Vim titzolim alu evzor Hagel. But Shino Hagel will use it. So then this is the kasha. The apple gal the economy of Hamanon, to the east of the Rishabizu Kame, the gays like it's in Shukrin, King Yisorin, the Orson Kaelin, the Shukrin, King Yisorin, the Orson Kaelin. So the Gemara says that if somebody, let's say, gathers a spitzy crude logs of wood, and then he drinks them, so that's a real shino. So it's giving rice. But suppose he gathered already trimmed slats, slim boards, and then he just knocked in some nails and made a box out of it. But that's chidol b'yusi. All he has to do is just to take out with a pair of tongs. So he just take out the nails, and then it will restore to the same condition. It will be individual boards. So it's a shino achizel b'yuse. So case leitzim shukin. If the wood was already trimmed, adapted for a box, but he just knocked in a few nails and he made a box. He saw him was okay. Keep it in the rice and we come. Oh, so case. So the Gemara says that with Rabbanon it's came. With Rabbanon it's came. Why is it came with Rabbanon? Why it came with Rabbanon? Because Tesis doesn't say here, but it appears from this thesis that why is it in Rabbon Kene? Because of Takanas Hashomer. That's how it appears from this thesis. The old Gemara says, name the Raisa Loi Kanye with Rabbon Kanye. But Gemara doesn't say there why the Chachom no Misaki. But from this thesis it appears it's on the basis of Takanas Hashomer. Like Gozo Boris. So he gathered the beam and then he incorporated it into the silver. So then, even though it's Shilachino, you see, he can just take out the beam, but with the Akonis Hashonim escape. So this is how Jesus understood that demon. Going so easy, we should be sorry, was killed in the eyes of. So, he more says in the Abundance Scholar, so even though it's Shina Hidal, can you say? Because that's exactly the reason as to why it's not killed in the eyes. Because he can take our nails and restore the ball, the lads of wood, the sleds, in the same condition as they were originally. So, but with Rabbonon, it is Cain. So the male has seen since Rabbonon is Cain. So, it's, so you should be able to be Eitze. So Tesis first directs him, keep me the eyes of Eukone, Loimovic. Oh. Since me the eyes is not Cain, so then, so the male is not Eitze. So far Tesis assumed that where the Chachomim or Misake, that is Kene, and with the writing is not Kene, so then it's a Rishon Lachem. As a matter of fact, that has to do with another Shaila. Hefka doesn't Hefka. Whenever the Chachomim or Misake, that a certain Chachomim should belong to Shin, when with the writing belong to Rum, and the Chachomim or Misake, that it should belong to Shimon. So what does it mean? Does it mean, because the Chachomim have Keach, so, as a matter of fact, it's discussed by the Machne Freyim, and as a matter of fact, the Maratz Chayes mentions the Raya from the Gemara of Morish, the Gemara of Rav Nachman here, that Ramadale, that whenever the Chachomim apply the din of Hefka Bez Nehelkea, so then it changes in the moment in the rights. In other words, the Chachomim have Kea to change the ownership of the chayvus. In other words, in the Chachomim, Amisake, let's say, now, Rabbi Yechanan says, Varte Ramo Iskenes. That neither I say, if you pay money for a talkery, so you acquire title. For the Chachomim of Misake, that without Mishiche, you don't get title. Why? Shemolimo is zero, Shemolimo is for the Tarbawi. That's the Gemara in Azor. In other words, if Rubens sell goods without them to Shimon, and Shimon paid for the goods, but Shimon did not make him shichei the goods or avoid the goods. So then, Midr I say Shimon acquires kotai. Chachomim Misake that until he makes him shichei, until Shimon makes him shichei, so he should not have title, right? Because if he would have title, even though the goods are still in the possession in the Alio, let's say of Ruben, suppose there is a fire, Ruben on Sunday sold, let's say, bags of flour to Shimon, 100 bags of flour, and it still remained in the issues of Ruben. Then, on Monday morning, there is a fire break out in his garage, in his storehouse, were the 100 bags of flour. So if the halacha would be the Shimon as title, Ruben would be bothered to save the bags of flour. He would say, you go and bother with them. So because of that, it's Shlomimo in his foot of Kachobaliye. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaken that until he takes possession, until he makes Mishicha or Adboye, so Shimon shouldn't get title. So the question is, what about, suppose someone, Ruben sold 100 bags of flour to Shimon, and then Shimon did not make the Shimon. So neither I say Shimon is title. Chachomim or Misakin until the next Mishake. So title remains vested in Ruben. Suppose Shimon would be mikadosh and Ishe with those bags of flour. I didn't take possession. How can he give it to the Ishe? But Futi and Suda, he can be makna the 100 bags of flour to the Ishe. And that wouldn't be Mikadosh B'Suda, Mikadosh B'Chlipi. Mikadosh B'Chlipi means that he is Mikadosh B'Ishe with the Suda. But here is Mikadosh B'Ishe. He's Mikadosh B'Ishe with 100 bags of flour. That's as good as a kabbas. It might be worth more than a kabbas. But he is makna to the Kinyan Suda. So, would she be Mekadeshes or not? So on that point, there is a machlokes kashya. The Rashi, when you see it, says that she will not be Mekadeshes, that she will be Mekadeshes in the rice. Because since Midraise, so we say that what the Moisim is, but Chachonim only Sakei, we are not in it. So that means Midraise, the bag, the 100 bags of flour belong to Shimon. If Shimon is the Kaddish and Mishesh, so we can ask Midraise. Other Shem Achir Kalash. What they say? They say, since the Chachonim only Sakei, that until he made Mishiche, so Mele, he is not Kele. So that means so Midraise title remains vested. Because that's the Keach of Hefka Bezna Hefka, that the Chachonim have a right to confiscate some of their property and to change the ownership. They declare that the Chifetz in whom Ruben has title should become vested in Shimon. So it becomes vested in Shimon. Now, so Princess here in the first Eretz assume. Kim the isolated corner will not. In other words, since it's only the Rabbanon that is Kele, so the Mele is not Zohar. Then it is a sense of new Mele is that the Mashma Rabbi Suke did not be Kabal Gal to recall it when it came more in English. Because in Mogad Avon and Dawet mentioned this story, this Hayisak to that so it came around Mahmer. Oh, Mole, Rishon Yusel, Kule Rabbanon, Rishon Yusel, Rishon Yusel, Zul Abiyasu. It turned out that that the Rishulusa Suke, so the bee of the Rishulusa Suke was Nixel from her. So Rishulusa didn't know about it, but it was Nixel from her. And then, so she said, all the Rabbonim, they sit in the Suke Xuro. So Rav Nachman said, we asked him about Rav Nachman. Omer li nitzet hava avoy etzat meir vitam besor hab detzat tam aichu vashge. Omer li ramachan vayitzi hido. Veimu oed meitzi lova. Why? Because of Tachon Sashomi. Even though with the right set, the Rishuluse was not Kene, the beam, because it's a Shiva Achiva, the Rishuluse, all you have to do is just to take it out and then to restore to the original state, to the original condition. But if the Kodesh Hashem is Chachom, that he is not mechuyev to take it out and to destroy, undermine the whole structure of the ceiling. But he just has to pay domino. So the Mele will see that it's already his, that it's effective in the Reis. Or I said, Umirna Hisafte Mashma, Kabisuke Dilofi, half of God, do we call it Elon Mitam Mosh? Elohim Shitari, it's also on Shitakon is Hashem. Behoche, Bahuda Spur, Behome, Lushaya, Takon is Hashem. The Nokil Hatir Aguri. So, in other words, so Tinsus at first says that even though Midrabonon is Kene, but since Midraitz is not Kene, so Mimele, it's not Lochem. Then Tinsus says no. From the Gemara by Insafte, it's Mashma, that since the Chachomim are Misakim with Miskeine, so that means he's getting the rice. He's getting the rice. So we may say, here too, since the Rabbonon by Shinachim, what do you say? He's getting the so the rice is Lochem. Oh, so then, if the rice is Lochem, so why does the Gemara say Shinachim, what do you say, Shinachim? So then the Avankere themselves should be defined the needs of the Alvinim. So they should say something else. Because here the Takonis HaShovim doesn't apply. In other words, Chachomim were only Misake, that Shila Chizal of Yuse is Kele if it involves a hardship for the Gazan. So that might deter him from doing Tshuva. It will be too difficult for him to do Tshuva. So if, let's say, somebody Gazan said, be and then he incorporates the bee into the ceiling. So in order to do the proper tshuva, he will have to undermine the whole structure of the edifice. That's not so simple. That involves a great hardship. So the Chachomim Misakim is came. Mashayim came, where it doesn't involve any hardship. So then the Chachomim are not Misakim. So in other words, so Tesis is saying here that even with Rabbonon, he's not came. But this is Tesis' second washing. But the first washing Tesis says, "Kim the Reise loy kone loy nofikach." So the first Lashon Teisa says the counter. He says the two indeed, Takonis Hashogim does apply, even though it doesn't involve the house. In the second Teret, Teisa says that here the Takonis Hashogim doesn't apply because it doesn't involve the house. But in the first Teret, he said, since the Raisi is not Kene, even though the Rabbonim is Kene, so the Melee, we say that it's not Lochem. In other words, the first Teret he says, and their child, that the Machnefraim discusses, Machnefraim, the Tzeis HaChenshen, that they discuss all the Kinyonim the Rabbonim, are they effective in the Raisi, or only in Rabbonim? So we see the Trasha Shikhe in Bobinatzi, that it's not effective in the Raisi. And even though the Chachomim are misaking that Mois is not Kene, so we don't say that Midraise title is vested, is still vested in the Mecher. No, we say Midraise title is already vested in the Mekeach. But Midrabon, it's not vested in the Mekeach. So, in other words, so the first Teretz of Teisves is like Rashi in Bom Tzim. Like Rashi in Bom Tzim, like Mantes. Mantes me. Alright. So then the second Teretz is, no. Like that Rashi, Ruachimika Rashi. Who say that whenever the Chachomim are misaking a certain kiyam, so this makes it his midrash. Because the kiyach of Hefka implies that the Chachomim have the kiyach to change the origin. If the Chachomim say Reuben's property is taken away from Reuben and it should become Shimon's, so by way of fiat, so it becomes Shimon's midrash. Alright. But the first question, so then the question arises, so why does Gemara say that it's not Yitzeh? Because the whole Takonis Chachomim doesn't apply to a case where there is no Hajj. Alright, but the first Teretz said no. So the question is, but isn't it Mashma from the Gemara, why is Safte? Gabi Suke Dinofik, Avogav, to the Konyo in Amorish. So apparently the first Loshin Teitzvah held there is no Raya from the Gibore of Ahisam. Why? Well, there is a big difference between the Gibore of Ahisakte and our Gibore. Because Gabisuke, so according to Rabbon of Hebrezea, Gabisuke, there is no Awach of Lochem. So Sukashulo is Yet, but what is the Yetze? What is the Yetzei? He isn't Yetzei. Gzuma is not Yetzei. Especially because of course of Chagasukis Tassalachot. Prat Gzuma. So, Gzuma is not Yetzei. But Lohem we don't require. Now, Rashi Shikim will say that all the Kiyon and the Rabbonon do not become his Midrash. So what does it mean? So, it's still, but there is a loch of Efka Vez Nefka. Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk Plasher Yomi Shei Shayomi Yacham Lechushei V'yibodu V'kal Agero. So there is Aloha Mekabez Nehefkia. That's the Reisling Aloha. It's not the Ramon Aloha. How could a Chachomim be Matir than Nisa Gezel? So how can Rashi say that a Kiyam in Rabono is not a Kiyam in the Reis? Is not Kiyam in the Reis. And according to Rashi, so if Reuben sold 100 bags of flour to Shimon, and Shimon paid, let's say, he paid the money, the price of the 100 bags of flour, but if Shimon didn't take possession, so Chachomim would be saying that Shimon is not Kene, but with the right say, title is becomes vested in Shimon, and not the Reuben. So if Shimon will be Kadisha Misho, she will be Kadesh Israelis. If Reuben will be Kadesh Israelis, according to Rashi, so she will not be Kadesh Israelis. Because the Rashi is not his flower, it is Shimon's flower. According to Rashi, she will choose the reverse. If Shimon will be Kadesh Israelis, she will not be Kadesh Israelis. And if Reuben will be Kadesh Israelis, she will be Kadesh Israelis. So the question is, according to Rashi, but there is a loch of Hefka Bez Nefka. So according to Rashi, Hefka Bez Nefka only implies that if somebody uses a chifetz that belongs with the Reize. Let's say if Ruben uses a chifetz, in which Shimon has title with the Reize, but if the Chachomim giving the authority to keep that chifetz, so then it doesn't involve any sort of guest. It's not guest. That's the halacha. Bechor Hashem, and Yobi, and Yishoy, and Sayonim, Yacham, Kol, and Chushay, and who did Podom, and Kavageo. That when somebody uses a chifetz, Mom Chaberet, or he keeps Mom Chaberet, Birshus Chachomim, for the Takonis Chachomim, so he doesn't involve Gezel. But his he doesn't become. His he doesn't become. So the Melee, so over there too, it wasn't the Rishuses, the Rishuses did not acquire title in it. It was a being that was gone. So, Mimele, even though there is a loch of Hefka doesn't have care, that he doesn't have to return the being, he doesn't have to undermine the structure, take out the being and return it, but since the Chachom non is lacking, Shutakon is Hashem, that he can keep the being in the ceiling, so Mimele, Gezel it is. If he doesn't involve it, it's a Gezel, so he doesn't have a Shem Gozel. He doesn't have a Shem Gozel. But Lochem it isn't. Because we see that the Yerim says that the Kohen Kmaldoma Gezel Akum is good there, but if somebody will Gazel Lulev, family will come in, he will not be kind of mitzvah, because Lochem it isn't. One cannot be Kehle without that story of the owner. So too Gezel Akum is good there. So there is a Hekka, but Gezel it is. Gezel it is. So in Melech, since there is a special reserve, So, Gezel it is. So, Mimele, but Lachem, it isn't. Lachem, it isn't. Now, so, regarding Sukhya, where there is no requirement of Lachem, so then he was able to be kind to us.